Okay, what I'd like to do since we're handling these matters is move item 19, which is also a repeat offender, up on the agenda. Colonel Rhodes. Be fine. Morning, sir. Were you here this morning?
Yes, sir.
Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you're about to provide be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do. Today we've got Mr. Justin Stevens.
Mr. Stevens present. Would you come forward, please? Proceed.
On August 20th, 2010, Mr. Stevens was charged with having in possession of over-limit cobia. He had 9 fish on board with 3 people. The fish were located in the cooler on his boat. On August 10th, 2011, Mr. Stevens was checked again. He had a total of 9 fish on board. 3 of the fish were in a cooler in the bow of the boat. 6 fish were in a hidden compartment in the console. He was charged then with...
How many were on the boat at the time?
3 people.
Okay.
So he was convicted of both offenses. The undersized fish he also had in a hidden compartment in his console. That was null processed on plea agreement with the Commonwealth. The reason we brought Mr. Justin Stevens here today with 2 charges instead of 3 because of his blatant disregard to the fishery to the extent that he constructed a hidden compartment on his boat to conceal the fish.
What's the limit of the cobia?
1 fish per person, 37 inches.
Any questions of Captain Major from members of the commission?
Let me get myself straight
here.
Yes,
sir.
It takes me a little bit sometimes.
Okay.
These are 2 different days?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
2 different offenses altogether.
All right.
And Mr. Fox.
And 9 fish each day?
Yes, sir.
Some of which were in the secret compartment.
The first time he was caught, there was 9 fish in the cooler. The second time he was caught, there was 3 fish in the cooler and 6 fish under the floor under hidden compartment that he constructed in the console.
Mr. Lane?
And what was the interval between these 2 incidents?
About a year. The exact dates are August the 20th, 2010, and the second one was August the 10th, 2011.
Mr. Stevens, do you wish to testify before the commission? You can answer, you can testify or tell us where, or you don't have to. It's totally up to you.
I don't even know what this is.
What this is did you receive a letter?
I got a letter,
that indicated that your license can be revoked?
I've already been to court and everything.
Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Okay. What happened in court is a criminal proceeding. This is a proceeding to determine whether or not your license is revoked to fish in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Code of Virginia, as far as recreational fishing is concerned, affords the authority as far as revocation proceedings with the Marine Resources Commission, which is this body that's assembled here. It's not like as far as the hunting laws are concerned, where the judge can specifically revoke your license. Now, I understand in your case, the judge has taken some action as far as revoking your privilege to do a certain thing, but as far as your license is concerned, that resides with the jurisdiction of this commission. That's why you're here today, is for this commission to determine whether your license is revoked or not to fish recreationally on the Commonwealth waters. That's why you're here today. Now, would you like to say anything in reference to what Captain Major had to say?
Yes. Yeah. You want me to go ahead?
Sure.
Can he move over to the mic, please?
State your name for the record, please.
Justin John Stevens. They've already took my license for 2 years. They have mine. They took my copy of my license and everything at court. So, I mean, that's why I still don't understand.
Well, I don't understand either. Captain Major, can you advise?
His license was suspended for 18 months through the courts, and the staff recommendation was 2 years from the date of conviction.
Okay.
So that's what I'm... Well,
I don't know what the courts did. It's not my job to determine whether the courts...
How do y'all take something that's already taken?
Because the Code of Virginia says that we can do that. I don't know what the judge did. Mr. Tankard?
Well, I mean,
Sounds like a premeditated fishing offense. I suspect that the 2 years from date of conviction is a good thing to do.
From the last conviction?
From the last conviction.
Is that a motion?
Yeah, it would be a motion.
Motion made by Mr. Tanker to revoke. Is there a second to the motion?
Second to the motion. I also have a question. Do you realize you did something wrong?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, obviously.
I mean, when you built the cigarette or when you put the fish in the compartment, okay, did you know you were doing wrong then?
Yeah.
Okay. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Your recreational license to fish in the waters of the Commonwealth of Virginia is revoked from the date of your last conviction for 2 years.
So is that the same as what the court already gave me?
No, sir. That's a totally different order.
Okay. So how do you appeal it?
You can appeal it to the circuit court, either of the city of Newport News or, I believe, the jurisdiction upon which you reside. Is that correct, Mr. Kugelman?
Sounds right.
You can. It's under Rule 2A2. You'll receive a letter that explains to you the appeal process.
I will.
Thank you. I'm sorry?
I said receive plenty of them.